once people cannot get these things on their doorstep, where do they go next? And the answer is, of course, the internet. And so the question is, what influence is the internet having? Where are these particular substances coming from? The answer, quite often, is China. And the other question which she was asking is this a Scottish problem? Is this just Scotland? Or how is it affecting the rest of the European Union? So each of these questions I've posed now directly to the European Commission. We've not got an answer yet, but we will have one very soon. And I do hope, again, from that answer will stem a way forward, how we can address these challenges. Thus far, it seems, again, from my early engagement with this matter, much of it is coming over the internet, and it seems to be coming from China. And part of the problem there is, it's a bit of a lottery. So the substances themselves can be bad in so many ways, even when they are made or when you're taking what you anticipate you're taking. But of course, when you are buying on the internet, you are in many respects buying an unknown substance, and there the challenges can be far, far greater. And so part of the bigger question then is, what exactly is coming into this country? What is its impact upon those who are taking the substances? And how can we both address the flow and, frankly, address the consequences of that as well? And that's where I do think the European Union can have an impact, because again, a lot of it isn't coming into Scotland directly. It's often coming in via intermediate staging posts across Europe, quite often through Germany. And so the bigger question then is, what can we do to arrest this illegal trade, or this dangerous trade? This is part of the challenge right now, because the first stage is, once it arrives in a parcel or a package in your home, actually it's very difficult to monitor it. Almost what you need to be able to understand is, now what is happening in this situation once the items are in China, when they're coming in that direction. So that's where the real test lies, and that's the question I'm asking just now. What can we do? Because at the moment, if what we're saying is that anything put in a postal package can arrive here, goodness me, you can imagine anything could be coming through the post. So the real test is, how then can we control these substances at the appropriate borders, and how can we ensure indeed that they are not only arrested there, but the earlier stage, which is where people pay money, I imagine good money, to buy these products. How can we stop that? And that's not as easy as it sounds. The drug laws across Europe are, of course, a member state competence, but when it comes to the movement of those drugs between states, it becomes a European issue. At the moment, it has not. It is an issue. It's a serious issue. The UK, I think, is at the forefront of addressing it. It's well ahead of some of the other states who are simply not even beginning to think about how they can deal with some of these illegal substances illegally imported, if I can be very careful about that. And that's where we are now. And so it's the beginning of a journey.